This, Anthony, this is why, I think it's why, I really don't know, maybe we'll call it something else. Right now, I'm in the car with Rich Carucci and Mr. Direct, and we're on our way to Youngsville, Pennsylvania.
Youngsville, Pennsylvania, and then Wilcox,
Pennsylvania. Now I got to do my research on Youngsville.
Yeah, it's probably a prison there.
My favorite is that you tried to convince me this was Youngstown, Pennsylvania, that we were going to.
I have no idea half the time where I'm going.
Youngstown, like there is.
Looks like they got a It looks like they got a Waffle House there too.
Do they?
Yes.
Maybe. Let's find out.
Let's go, man. Waffle House.
I don't know if it'll be the same.
Oh, it's the same.
You know.
I've been to all those shitty waffle. The great thing is, no one ever runs out of Waffle House without paying because it's hard to run fast when you're barefoot.
So far, Youngsville, Pennsylvania has 1,729 people population.
And we got six coming to the show. No,
there you go.
That's not bad. Yeah. Six people. That's more than.
No, I think it was eight so far.
Yeah, that's more than I saw on a Wednesday show.
Yeah, no, but a lot of these places, people don't buy in advance because they're old and they don't like to.
It's an older community.
Yeah, I've had a bunch of these where, which I hope tonight they just show up.
They just show up. Don't bother to laugh. Don't bother to drink. Just come down.
No, they'll just show. They'll show up at the door, 40, 50 people. You know, drunk. They'll be drunk already.
I remember really thinking you guys met Youngsville, Ohio, Youngstown, Ohio, and I was like, oh, awesome! I haven't been there yet. I always wanted to go over there. And I know that sounds like not a brag at all. Like, oh, going to Youngstown, Ohio. It's like I like their college. I reported on them for a little bit. I kind of wanted to go see the college.
It's like a travel destination for
you? Yeah, at some point. They go to all these cities that nobody gives a crap about. Like,
comedy's all about.
Yeah, let's go to Garfield, New Jersey. It's a city.
That's where my kid lives.
Really?
Yeah.
Your kid lives in Garfield?
My son lives in Garfield, my nephew. They live in a real shithole. And my nephew's mother's boyfriend, because she died. The boyfriend's killer.
No, I got a weird question for you guys. You obviously know that there's towns that are bigger than cities.
Right.
Wayne is a perfect example. First of all, Bergen County, New Jersey specifically, has like only two cities.
Hackensack,
and I think Garfield is the other one.
Is ugly.
Yeah, but then they go over to Paramus. Paramus has three malls.
Isn't Teaneck considered a city?
No. I don't think so. No. But they got three malls in Paramus, and somehow that's just a town. It's not a. I'm like, with the amount of money that flows through Route 17, how is that? I get it that it's a population thing, but how big is Paramus? It's not like.
Big enough that I'll be at Tavern on the Green. The last Wednesday of the month.
Wait, Tavern on the Green's in Paramus?
They have one in Paramus. Really? Yeah, I think it's on Paramus Road. I'll be there.
Is that connected to Tavern off the Green in Morristown?
No idea. I just got hired to be there.
Are you going to be doing karaoke or telling jokes?
No, comedy. Huh? It's their first show.
Really?
It looks like a nice place. And they have like music and all kinds of stuff.
Well, it's in Paramus, so it's got to be at least decent.
I think it might be the one up on the hill by that golf course. I'm not sure.
Oh, you think the Tavern in the Hill is on the hill?
A Tavern on the Green.
Oh.
I don't know. It's near El Cid's.
El Cid's?
El Cid's is great, man.
What the hell is El Cid's?
Shit. For, if you like, what's that the drink they make? Sangria?
Yeah.
Oh, they got the best sangria. Plus, their portions of food are like the Flintstones. It's great food, too. You get these lobster, like, the steak. They're huge. It's huge stuff.
How much does it cost for a steak?
You know, you're going to spend some money there, but you're gonna leave there full. You're leaving with food, too. You're not eating everything. They got great shrimp with rice. It's amazing food.
Don't you ever tell me that I'm not going to eat everything when I'm there.
There's no.
I have very big eyes.
Dude, even I have to bring stuff home.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't eat that much.
The hell I don't.
You really don't.
I drink a lot.
You drink a lot, but you don't eat that much. I see you drink. I mean, I see you eat. It's not that. It's not.
When you see me drink, that's well, a lot.
Yeah, that's different.
Yes, I can drink a couple pitches of sangria myself. Just sitting
back here.
Yeah, are you a fan of sangria?
No, I don't drink that shit.
I
don't like the taste of it.
You don't drink much, do you?
I drink, but I don't get out of hand with it.
Yeah, that's good. I wish I could do that.
See, I don't like sangria either, but why do you not like sangria?
Me?
Yeah.
I've never liked the taste of wine.
I'm not big on it either.
I've never. It's yeah. It tastes like sour grape juice.
I can understand.
Gives you a different high, too.
Yeah. It's just never been a pleasurable taste for me.
But it's wine with what? Rum and fruit? Something
triple
like that?
Triple sec?
Yeah.
Is it triple sec, not rum?
Not rum, no.
And even drinking beer, I got used to drinking beer because I moved to the Midwest for 9 years, and that's what they do. Like, happy hour out here is not like happy hour in the Midwest. In the Midwest, happy hour is like every fucking day. People yeah. They get out of court. Like, they don't understand that corporate is big in the Midwest. A lot of people aspire to get a corporate job in the Midwest, especially when you're around Minneapolis, St. Paul. And happy hour is not just a Friday thing. Like, here, we look forward to it Thursday, Friday, and yeah. that's it. There, happy hour is Monday. It's like a daily thing, even on the weekends.
Okay, that makes sense. Like right before dinner.
Yeah, like they, yeah. like, hey, we're going to happy hour. You ready to go?
Cool.
Yeah, because then what other countries do the exact same thing. It's like what you're supposed to be doing is like you have your stiff drink before you have your meal. That way you have a buzz going right into the meal. But over here, we just get smashed. And then it's like, we need appetizers. We're too drunk. Like, I'll never understand. Wait, so people in corporate America actually aspire. There's human beings that aspire to go and work in the Midwest.
Because it's the cost
Please
of living.
Please tell me it's not just for the happy hour.
It's the cost of living. The cost of living in the Midwest. So if we make $100,000 here, we're doing well, but we're still getting by. Because it's an expensive area.
But over there,
you take that $100,000 yeah. and you move to the Midwest, and you're doing well, like very well for yourself.
You got Oprah money at $100,000.
Yes.
It's like the houses over here. Like they probably make $1 million a year, and they still live in a shack with sheep. Like maybe the sheep don't actually live in the same shack as them, but we're not even in Pennsylvania yet. This is just West Jersey. We're not almost there yet, are we?
No, we're almost there.
All right, Delwater Gap. Yeah. Oh, this is good. This is one.
So what we're going to do is once we get into Pennsylvania, you decide you got to make a stop, we're going to look for a Waffle House.
Wow.
How are you not going to find it that fast?
No, there's no way.
You're really not.
Once you go into Pennsylvania, there's tons of them. It's Jersey that doesn't have them.
Well, yeah, but you're not going to find them like as soon as you get in.
Well, that's why you put the directions in and say he knows how many miles he's got, and then we look for it.
You know what? Honestly, if he just stays on the highway, we'll find a Waffle House.
It's
going to be at least an hour in.
That's fine.
Yeah, you'll see signs for it. I've driven this. I went with Angry Bob. It was funny. We were going somewhere. I don't remember where.
He just bought the whole damn menu.
I know what. He's like.
That's the kind you can eat.
We're driving back, and it's like, I'm drinking. We're in his car. It's me, him, and April Bruckner. And he's like, oh, my God, last Waffle House. So, and we had eaten at the gig, so he's like, no, we got us. It wasn't even right off the highway. It was like way, like we had to get off the highway and go a ways, and he bought a bunch of food to take home. But I'm like, dude, I just want to go home. We've been driving for hours. Now we're going out of our way to find a Waffle House.
That sounds like him.
Yeah.
I remember, does he even do comedy anymore? Like, what does he do?
I don't know. He does not do comedy anymore. He was like one of those.
He got really upset because, like, you know, he found out that Joe Pantoliano was possibly going to be doing a special, and then he quit comedy, and now Pantoliano has a special.
You know, it was great. They had the best Christmas cards. Every Christmas, I would get a card, and he'd be like Angry Bob holding a little Joe Pantoliano baby or something. They were great.
Wait, is that a real thing? Like, did he create a Joe Pantoliano baby?
Every Christmas, I would get a card from them because they were partners in a bunch of stuff. And it'd be some type of little Joe Pantoliano, and Angry Bob would be Santa or something. I used to enjoy hanging out with Angry Bob. He had a good career, man. He did a lot of TV and MSNBC and stuff like that, but he just was too angry for comedy.
Direct, have you ever seen Pontillo?
No.
All right, so
he's funny.
You know, have you ever seen Jim Norton and Patrice O'Neill?
Yes.
Okay, so imagine that Patrice was white. That's what the two of them look like together. Like, just, did you give birth? That's what it looks like. So when he's like talking, when you're talking about like he's got a Pontillo baby, I'm like, well, Pontillo looks like a baby next to him anyway.
Well, it would be Pontillo's face.
On a baby?
On a baby.
Oh, so this isn't like a product that he made.
No, it's a Christmas card that they would send out every year for Christmas.
Oh, I mean, didn't he get in trouble for like doing that on Fox, like selling, his bobbleheads?
I don't know if he got in trouble, but my friends have angry bobbleheads. I wish I would have got one, but I'm not sure if he got in trouble, but I don't remember what happened. I remember him mentioning it. I have a bobblehead for sale.
I wish I was smart enough to have better merch, because the first thing I would do is do like wrestlers do and be like, I'm going to make pops. You can buy Anthony Crescenzo pops at a Walmart near you. Hey, Direct's got merch with him.
Some of the comics got...
I got t-shirts in blue and black, and I got books.
Books?
I don't know if the people out here read.
Yeah,
that'll be the problem.
I could use it to...
Well, they read. They don't have television, so they probably read.
I could use it. I don't know what they read, though, but I could use it to make my table stand. The leg is broken. I need a book.
Obviously, people out here don't know how to merge.
I don't know what that was. But
I think he was. I think the guy in front of us is just confused. Like, he was in front of us, but he was on the side, and his lane was closing, and he was like, you know what? I'm going to retire soon anyway. I just let this guy go.
What is that, like a rainbow... license? Where's that license plate?
Over here? Yeah. No, that's Michigan. They don't have gays in Michigan.
They have them everywhere, dude.
Do they have a gay community in Detroit?
My nephew's in Chicago. He's a doctor.
That's Illinois.
that area has gay guys. He's a
doctor. Well, yeah, Chicago would. I'm sure they have a gay community in Detroit. Just.
In a community where they all have to live together?
You know what? Yeah, I did just make it sound like a ghetto, didn't I?
Oh, my God. Put the walls up. Block off the community. There's terror in the streets.
There's terror in the streets. And that's Tara. All right. So I want to go back to the whole sangria thing, because that's driving me nuts. So you don't like it, and you love it, though.
No, I'll drink it. It's good taste, and it's not my favorite. You know, I like, whiskey and beer, but I'll change. If I go somewhere that has sangria, I'll drink whatever there is, man. I'm a true alcoholic.
Wait, we're going to a winery right now, right?
Why do you think I booked these?
All right, so let's go get
I want to go perform at a winery.
We'll do an actual video later on where we do
diving into the wine vat.
You'll be so pissed off. You'll be like, I do not want to drink this, and I'll be like, I don't either. I enjoy wine. I'm not like big on it, but whenever I gotta go to the Unico meetings, I'll drink it over there because that's what's on the table. It's like I could either have sangria, water, soda, or wine, and I'm like, I'll have wine. They're like, oh, you don't like sangria? I'm like, I don't want fruit in my drinks. I also don't like orange juice with pulp in it. Do you guys mess with that?
Orange juice
with
pulp? I'm not picky. Whatever, man. Whatever there is.
I don't like orange juice with pulp.
I don't. It doesn't matter.
Really?
I don't buy it with pulp, but if it's in it, I'm not going to bug out.
See, I'll buy it, and then like I have like one or two glasses, and I'll be like, yeah, no, I'm done. I don't know. It's just not.
And I like to drink regular liquor, like liquor straight. Like I like my vodka straight, my whiskey straight. I like to mix it with nothing, but I'll drink the sangria if that's what we got.
You drink old fashions at all?
No. I mean, I will if that's what it is, but yeah. I'd rather just have a bottle of my plastic bottle of vodka. Majorska. I'm good. With beer chasers.
Oh, my God. I don't think you've ever told Derek that story about the Majorska you told me over at Bananas.
Which one?
The one where you've been drinking the wrong size.
Oh, yeah. The one-eyed fucking barman, the one-eyed cashier told me. She let me onto the secret that I've been buying a pint the whole time.
Oh, wow.
I thought I was drinking half pints of Majorska for months. And she's like, I go, let me get a half pint. She goes, no. And I go, what do you mean no? She goes, it doesn't exist. I go, what doesn't exist? Half pint of it. I go, sure it does. She goes, not here. I go, so I've been drinking pints the whole time? Yes. Okay. Thank you.
I've never seen somebody so excited about the idea that he just found out.
Well, I was getting more for my buck, I thought. I'm like, yeah. Wow, I've been buying a whole pint for that money. What was it, like $4 or something?
Well, that's a true sign of a good alcoholic.
Yeah, I'm like, but I promised my wife I wouldn't keep getting blacked out drunk. But she's not here this weekend.
Yeah. No, she's not. Did you happen to catch that view?
Yeah.
Yes.
The side. I love looking at the view off the, what is this, the Delaware Bridge?
Delaware Bridge.
Like, it looks great, but I always, like, start freaking out every time.
Marshall's Creek. I used to book that back in the day.
Really?
I used to book so much stuff from that.
Wait, so you booked this little house over here?
Nope, there was a place, Marshall's Creek.
I actually...
And I've never been there, but I booked it for a while.
What happened?
I don't remember. Who knows? Bad show, new owners, whatever. It ran its course.
You said you just saw a sign, so it obviously exists.
Yeah, no, the town's still there. I didn't destroy the town.
Oh, the town is called Marshall's Creek.
Yes.
I thought that was the name of the restaurant or something.
No.
Oh.
There was something there I was booking. I don't remember what it was, but we're talking over 10 years ago, probably like 15.
Oh, they probably didn't survive a pandemic.
Oh, I was booking it way before the pandemic. It ran its course way before then. I have binders full of places I used to book that either went out of business or, you know, a lot of the organizations, when someone else is in charge of it, especially nowadays with as many comedians and booking agencies as they are, back when I started, there weren't that many. So you'd be able to keep a place even when they switched management or somebody else became the fire chief or something. Nowadays, whenever it rolls over, somebody else is in charge, they usually go with other people. It's like, oh, I know a guy, or somebody else contacts them, willing to do it cheaper.
Oh my God, this is the way to East Stroudsburg.
Yeah.
Yep.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, I did once I saw where we were at. I'm like, oh, this is East Stroudsburg.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to Greer about that. We were going to go past him. That's funny. I didn't know you were supposed to be with Greer this weekend.
Yes. He was like, well, I'm booked out for the rest of the summer, so it'll have to be later. I was like, all right, you know, it is what it is. And it was only a guest spot. That's why I didn't mind. If it was a real spot, it really, really would have put me in a bind. But his flyer, he's got my logo, but he said guest spot. So,
yeah. No, I get it. I like him.
I like Greer. I'm working for him in a few weeks.
I think I'm working for him.
The Sherman Theater. Which I already had some of, it's funny, a guy I grew up with hit me up, and he's like, you're going to be at the Sherman Theater? He goes, me and my son, they have something to do with it. I don't know. He goes, I'm bringing a poster for you to sign. Is that okay?
And really?
Like, yeah, dude. We grew up together.
Now, is this the first time you're doing it?
The Sherman Theater, yes.
Yeah.
Where's the Sherman Theater at?
I don't know. Somewhere in Pennsylvania, near the Poconos.
Okay.
Because that's where he lives, but it's supposed to be a nice venue.
Yeah, no.
Greer literally drives out to Jersey just to do mics.
Yeah,
he will.
But that's what I mean, because he was at your mic on Monday.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll explain this.
He
very
used to
simply.
Run Lenore's.
Yeah.
For a hot minute, he was running Lenore's.
So when he comes to Jersey, it's because he's got a big show that he's preparing for in Pennsylvania near him. So he doesn't want the audience to hear him dragging through the jokes like as though he's open miking it. So he'd rather do that in Jersey, where, yeah, he's going to have to spend a lot more time, you know, driving to get through that. But he feels that it works out better for him, because then when he comes back and he's doing like a 20, 30 minute spot of all new stuff, it's like he's already worked it out. They just haven't seen him working it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, no, when he told me that, I was like, that's a very smart idea.
Well, yeah, you never, again, I was telling my friends the other day, I was just like, I don't like to perform for my friends.
Yeah.
And they're like, why? And I said, it's just not the same. It's not the same experience.
Oh, yeah, I don't really like it.
I could be working out. I could be working out a set because you're my friends, and I could care less about the performance for you.
Yeah, but then when you're going to do, like, if you're doing a taping, like a five, or, you know, if you're doing for late night, or if you're doing it for whatever else, you got to do 10, 20 minutes on something that's, like, a big deal. You need it to, like, hit hard. So you need to have rehearsed it. But the only way to rehearse it is to go in front of people that you don't normally see it and find out if it works. If you keep doing it in front of the same people, they're just going to start going back and forth with you instead of you actually being able to do your stuff, because they're going to get bored with you doing the same thing. Because it's not like when we're singing a song and it's the same song every time and you do it the exact same way and somehow the whole friggin' audience loves it, even though they heard it 4 times on the way to the gig. Sorry, I get really upset about that. That, like, we have to change what we're doing.
Tell them why you're mad, son. Tell them why you're mad.
And then musicians are like, yeah, you know, it's really hard. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, once you do it the first time, everybody loves it. And they're singing along and they're messing up the words to your song in front of you. I'm like, that would be the more annoying part to me.
Listen, if you write a good song, you can live off that the rest of your life. You play that damn song. You watch Tone Loc. I remember when he was a Wild Thing, I'd see him. He had to be sick of that song. But that paved the way for him.
Man, listen. If you could get a hit song, and every time you go perform, they're giving you $50,000, that shit adds up.
Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you just take it? And on top of that, like, once you make a hit, you now know how to make a hit. People now who know who you are. So even if you have something that's, like, not quite as good, those other things are just going to slide in and get you some extra.
Yeah, but you could sing that song for the rest of you. They could wheel you the fuck out, stand you up, and you play the same damn song. There's people that do that, one-hit wonders. They've been living off that same song forever.
Yeah, pretty much everything in the 50s and the 30s and then, I want to say the thousands, but not really the 90s. Everything.
There's a lot of guys from the 70s and the 80s that made a lot of money from their one song that they hit off of. And they became such classics, people always lean on them.
Yeah. Honestly, it's kind of what you want. Like, even Greg Giraldo, that one pants on it.
Oh, even McDonald's, I'm sure there's a rule. That underwear inside the pants, I mean, they don't enforce it, but it's on the book. You know, he was the greatest roast master there was. I worked with his son.
Yeah.
Little Greg Giraldo Jr.
So we went down, me and this guy, Eric, we went down to do a show in New York. And then, like, I'm going to go, like, Guru Cheeks, he happens to be at Sheba's place. And so we went over there, and I'm, like, looking at the kid, and I'm like, that guy looks so familiar. And then I realize once I go into the room, I think that's Geraldo's kid.
Yeah, he's funny.
And
he's just starting out.
Yeah, but I didn't say anything to him because I've only seen him once before and I wasn't sure it was the same person. I'm like, it's going to be weird if it's not because I don't know him well enough.
Well, it's funny.
He's very nice to me when he met me that first time.
Him, and then you got Sheba, whose father was a comedian.
Yeah.
And then, oh, shit.
Then your grandfather was a comedian.
My grandfather, but also we're hanging out.
You should just call it the legacy room because everybody there has got parents or grandparents or an uncle.
Oh, man, the one guy who...
Call it the nepotist.
The guy who died. We're big pants people. That was his daughter was hanging out one time. She's very, very good looking. She works at the cellar. I forgot his name. He wound up leaving his wife and kid because he wound up being gay later in life.
All right, hold on one second. Not Kevin Meaney.
Kevin Meaney.
Really? Kevin Meaney's daughter's doing stand-up?
No, she's not doing stand-up. Oh. She was working at, I think she works at the comic strip, but I was hanging out with her one night, and I got introduced. I said, man, one thing about your father, I don't know one person that has a bad thing to say about your father. She said, sit down. I said, okay, you got me on that one, but... Yeah, she's a very nice person. I forget her first name, but she's nice. But yeah, I guess so. You know, she knows him better than anybody.
And here's the thing with Mini. Like, all right, whenever you hear somebody's voice that's like that, that high pitch, like, Carl, that's how we talk? Yeah, exactly. Like, don't you just automatically assume that they're gay? And then you go to, like, in the Midwest, don't most people sound like that, though?
Not always high pitch.
Well, you don't, but you're also not from there.
I'm not. Well, listen, you'd be surprised. Some motherfuckers got those big-ass Paul Bunyan voices.
Yeah, they're called lumberjacks.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. But do they, like, they're also, they are in the woods all the time.
Okay.
But I'm talking about, like, the people in the city, like, is that, like, a normal, that's a normal voice over there, right?
What?
That little bit of higher pitch?
Not necessarily, for the girls, yes, not for the guys.
Really? So the guys actually sound like, most of the guys over there sound like men?
Yeah, for the most part.
I don't know why, I just always had that assumption that, like, people would get confused. And he'd be like, oh, that guy's gay. It's like, nah, he's from Wisconsin.
No, he just likes cheese.
Nah, that's just the way he talks. Yeah, it's just cheese dripping down his chin. That's all. All right. You're going to start concentrating on this other crap. All right, we'll take a hiatus and then go to another one later on. 3 minutes.
These tickets sold so far.
Yeah.
How many?
8.
Oh, wow.
Oh, is there, like, a website or anything like that that maybe, because if I post this immediately?
On my Facebook page, there's a link for it.
You know, like, phone number? And what's that? Oh, yeah, give it to me in a second. It's still recording. All right, so then just go to the pages and you can find the information. Actually, I probably have a poster on Anthony Crescenzo, not AnthonyCrescenzo.com. Like, my Facebook, my Instagram has it, too.
My wife made me a website.
Is it on the website?
No, of course not. RichCarucci.com. No, we haven't figured out how to do that yet with the website, but we're working on it.
All right, Mark. Damn it. Direct, do your plug real fast this way.
Oh, you want me to plug?
Yeah.
It's your man, Mr. Direct. You know where you can find me? All over the internet. I like to say this just because it's a braggadocious moment. Google my ass, MisterDirect. Google that and you will find anything and everything you need to know about your man, Mr. Direct. It's real people, real conversation, always that real talk, baby.
I love when you're doing a promo and it sounds nothing like you. Yeah, got that real shit. And I'll tell you what. I'm like, why do you sound like you're from Mississippi right now?
It always
now?
Sounds like, different. It always sounds different than what I actually say.
Jesus. All right. So, yeah, maybe I shouldn't say that on Good Friday. All right. So,
it's Good Friday.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Maybe don't eat meat today.
Cheeseburger already.
I don't know. Don't worry about it.
I don't think that's what's keeping me from going to heaven.
I don't think so. All right. So, if you want to find out about me, it's Anthony Crescenzo. Go to either AnthonyCrescenzo.com, Devil's Den Comedy Club.com. We got a show. We got a couple shows coming up very, very soon. Go buy tickets. And, come down tonight if you happen to hear this today. If it's Good Friday and you're hearing this and you want to come out and see us, you can find out about what the hell place we're going to again.
The Broken Straw Winery in Youngsville, Pennsylvania.
Come down, Broken Straw Winery, Youngsville, Pennsylvania, and you can pay cash at the door, or maybe you can call up in advance and actually get a seat. And
oh my God!
Enjoy the outlets. Do they have food? Maybe get a meal over there.
I don't think they.
Maybe call them up, find out. Maybe bring your own food. I don't know. Get drunk, have some sangria with Rich. I'm probably gonna. Well, actually, you know what? Today's Friday, and I don't have to worry about driving. So I might actually drink tonight. Who knows? Maybe I'll piss on somebody's drink. It'll be great. We'll just call it sangria. All right, so I hope you're having a great day. If you need me, go message me and see you next time. Bye.